Hello, this is Rangel from Family First. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, yes, my name is Miss Edison.
Miss Addison, how are you, ma'am?
Okay.
That's great
So,
to hear. How may I help you, ma'am?
my concern is with my caregiver. I don't wanna, I have two. Those are only two people I wanna work with. Don't wanna know nobody else. So the issue is my caregiver pay rate got dropped. Don't know why. And don't know why my other caregiver, his pay rate didn't get dropped, which was unfair. And y'all didn't have him sign no paperwork or nothing to an agreement with his pay rate being dropped. So only reason why we can see it was because my hours got up. This is the third time my hours is being upgraded with you guys. When they did it the first time, y'all dropped him to a lower pay rate, which wasn't fair. Didn't even notify him, haven't had him sign anything. So the issue is now I'm being given more hours, so he's taking time from other places and giving it to me. So the issue is if y'all could come to agreements on a good pay rate for him to stay, or if not, I'll have to leave the company.
I understand. What is the caregiver who dropped the pay rate?
His pay rate, who what is his name?
Yeah, what is his name?
Zamir Levy.
Samir Levy.
Yes, he was at $15.75 or $15.50, and y'all dropped him to $11, which is not fair
Eleven
at all.
dollars.
Yes.
Hold on, let me check here in the system.
And
Samir Levy.
he was only working there within like 3 months,
How
the first
much?
3 months,
How
y'all dropped
much?
him.
Question, man. How much hours was he working when his pay was 15 and a half? I don't know.
It was like 5, this, it was like 6 hours.
It was okay. It was a little
Well, I
few
think it was like
hours.
90 hours of no, 90 hours a week,
Now here.
honestly.
He's right now working like 90 hours, right?
No,
13
right
hours per
now,
day.
yes.
13 hours per day, that's why. So his pay rate right now is 13 and a half.
13, but on his time thing, it's saying 11.
Can
He's not
you
13.
ask, can you tell him to call me because I cannot
No,
dispute about
he's
payment.
here with me. He's still here with me.
Let me talk to him about his pay rate. Yeah, because I can speak just with him about the pay rate.
Hello?
Hello, Samir.
Yes, this
Hi,
is
how
Samir.
are you, Samir?
I'm doing well.
That's great to hear. The patient is telling me that your pay rate is 11. I don't know. How much is your pay rate right now?
On the pay stub, that's what it says. It says,
It says 11 in the pay stub.
I
Let me
can give me
check.
give me 1 second. I'm gonna pull up the pay stubs.
Yeah, no worries. I'll be here. So the patient is concerned because your pay rate decreased or was dropped or something like that. What is the issue?
Yes. So within the first couple months, not to get pissed. First couple of months, it was started at 15, but then when the hours got increased, it dropped down.
All right. And how much hours were you working when the pay rate was 15?
About like 90, a
90?
90 or 90, yes, 90 or 92 hours the patient was getting. Originally,
And you were working alone that moment. Or
repeat
there
that
was
again. I
another,
didn't hear that.
were you working alone or there was someone else, a second caregiver?
So yes, I was by myself. It was actually just me. The hours
Okay.
weren't originally split between two people. I think that became when her hours increased maybe about 5 months ago, five, 4 months ago.
Okay, so me, okay, see, it was in March, the last time you were working alone.
Yes.
Okay, so, right. Gotcha. The reason is because of the overtime you are working. That's why the pay was adjusted to 13 and a half. Let me pull up your pay stubs here right now.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you know, but the overtime that you're working, I mean, 40 hours mm-hmm. are paid with your original pay rate, which is 13 and a half. But 51 hours, which is what you're working weekly. Let me see. Yeah, 51 hours are being paid time and a half. Let me hold on.
Yes, but the main concern is now I had to take hours from my other job that I work. And being as though I'm taking time off from another job, I was wondering like about the pay rate being upped or anything like that. And I get it if the hours were increased, but it wasn't a conversation or anything. And it happened twice. Hold on, it happened twice when they decreased my pay rate. So, and you know and I know that's not legally right.
Mm-hmm. But you spoke with someone that your hours, that your pay rate was going to be adjusted due to the amount of hours you were working due to the overtime.
I understand that completely, but that's a conversation. That's an agreement that you have to make with the person or the employee. If I hire you at a certain pay rate, if I want you to come work with me for more hours, I have to, like I said, legally, I have to have a conversation. And I have to agree to my problem was it was just dropped.
No, I mean the my question is that when you had that conversation with that person, did you agree? Did you tell them yes?
No, I didn't have a conversation at all.
And the payroll was all. Just adjust.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm going to follow up on that. I'm going to check everything here. However, mm-hmm. the pay rate right now must be that 13 and a half due to the overtime that you're working, because the 51 hours of overtime that you're working are being paid time and a half. If we pay you more than that, basically we are like, we can lose the case, basically, because we are not getting anything as an agency. And actually, in 1991 hours, it's like a lot.
Okay, so question, Miss Edison mentioned this to me. She mentioned that our other caregiver pay rate is higher than mine.
It's higher than yours.
It's higher than mine, and his stayed the same when he got increased hours. I don't know how many hours the other person works, but I'm assuming we split hours, so I'm assuming it's somewhere close to mine, or
okay. The thing is that person is working less than 40 hours, and more than 40 hours is overtime.
Is he working less than 40 hours?
Yes, exactly. That's why he has like a higher rate. But
Miss Edison said that isn't true. He works more than 40 hours.
No, that person is being paid less than that. However, I want to mention that conversation of those pay rates cannot be like communicated with the patient. However,
Can you repeat that again? I didn't catch that.
Yeah. Like that conversation cannot be with the patient, like in pay rates, high rates, less rates, whatever. However, I can tell you that person is working less than 40 hours. That's why that person has a higher rate, but it is almost the same.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying, but if the patient is saying that isn't true, you saying it's true that the person is working 40 hours, I mean, less than 40 hours or 40 hours or less, and that's why they're pay rate, because that would make perfect sense.
Yeah.
And that's fine and all. But as I mentioned before, overall, I like to do things the legal way. So I'm saying if you guys just came to me and asked me or let me know, then it would be different. I had to find out through just basically checking my pay stubs each week or each month. And like I said, it decreased twice, not just one time. It decreased twice. And if you can look at my pay stubs, you'll be able to see that.
Yeah, I'm going to follow up on this, but I'm having some issues with opening your pay stub. But yes, basically that's the issue. But however, I understand now listening to you why you are concerned about the pay rate, if you weren't told, of course. However, I'm telling you that the pay rate needs to stay like it is right now, 13 and a half.
Okay, and that's fine. I think that's what Ms. Edison was calling about. So it's not my decision to like do anything of anything. However, she was just communicating with me if I wasn't able to give her the more hours and more be here for her more, then I guess she said that she wanted to do like if it wasn't possible for this to happen, we would have to leave or we would have to go somewhere else.
I know. I she told me that. However, if you want to get paid more or higher rate, we need to find someone else so you can work less hours and your pay rate can be adjusted to a higher one. But, the patient said that she just wants two caregivers, and those are the ones that she has.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes.
Okay. He just said the hours have to, the pay rate has to stay the same.
No, it is not.
No, he just said it has to because I would have to work less hours to get paid more, essentially. And he just basically saying the other caregiver works less than 40 hours or 40 hours less. And that's why it's pay rate the same.
He reseller with me and filed with another client.
Okay. You know the other client? Okay, so the client is saying that the other person, I know you said we wasn't supposed to discuss it, but it's her caregiver and the information I'm just getting from her today.
Yeah.
So she's saying that the person works up, I think, about 30 hours with her, then 40 hours with another client. And then, so that's 70 hours he has. So that's more than 40. So to your point where you said that the person works less than 40 hours, that wouldn't be true.
With this client, it's less than 40 hours.
I understand that with this client, but overall, he works about more than 40 hours and his pay wasn't touched. What I'm saying? Do you understand that?
I understand that.
I get if he's just working with her 30 hours. Okay. Mm-hmm. But he's working an additional 40 or 30 hours. That's Ms. Addison is saying. But it will put him over the threshold of 40 hours a week.
So in that case,
I just don't understand why his wasn't dropped and his hours went up or her hours went up. And when my hours went up, my pay rate dropped. It's just confusing. Is all.
I understand. So now I can see that person has two patients, right? That's okay. However, this is why we do not communicate this with the patients, because now I have to follow up with this caregiver and see how we can adjust the hours, all right?
He said that it went, he said it dropped it because my hours went up. That's what he said. What he said. They dropped my pay rate because my hours went up. Like, if I'm getting paid more, if I'm getting 40 hours plus per week, the overtime, I'm guessing the overtime is killing them. They don't want to pay the overtime. You know what I'm saying?
But it still came throughout because more hours was given to y'all for that reason. But you should have stayed wherever that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's between you and them.
Y'all started me off at 15. I give y'all more hours. If I'm already given 15 and I'm giving you...
Flex. You're going to get your blood pressure. Flex.
That's not fair what they did.
It's not fair. But it's okay. But so overall, so you're stating it has to stay the same for it to make sense for you guys.
Yeah, I'm going to follow up with the other caregiver and check on his pay rate because, yes, he's working more than that, right?
Uh-huh.
But as for now,
Oh, okay, relax. Let me talk to him. Let me talk to him, then you can talk to him afterwards. So, relax.
It's not fair how they working.
I gotta. So, can you just continue the conversation? Cause I just wanna get back so I can do what I have to do.
I mean, you're working and you're perfectly doing ABB, so your pay rate is fine. And I'm going to follow up with the other caregiver because, yes, I can see here that it's working more with the other patient. But, yes, I mean, like, as I told you, the pay rate needs to stay the same, 13 and a half, so we can, like, continue or having actually this case.
Okay, but so do you, like, you don't have anything to say about the pay rate being dropped? I mean, I know you said you couldn't access my pay stubs right now. So
yeah, but if you have your pay stub and if I see that the pay rate is less than 13 and a half, I'm gonna follow up and
it hasn't been 13 and a half. I've seen 12.50. That's what I'm saying. If you go through my pay stubs, you'll be able to see it. My first one to like the most recent one.
Yeah,
the pay rate was dropped. You keep saying 13 and a half. That isn't the case. It's not okay. What I'm seeing on my end.
Can you send me a screenshot?
To this number?
Yeah, so we can continue the conversation there. All right?
Okay, give me one second.
Yeah, I don't know what is happening with my system.
Okay. I'm just getting another screenshot and send it to this number. Give me one second.
All right.
Okay, I'm not able. It's not showing me the pay stubs from a certain date. So when I originally first started, it's not showing me those.
Okay. Well, I'll try to fix what is happening here with my system, and I'll get back to you on that case. All right?
Get back to me as far as what, though? What are we trying to resolve here? Are you trying to see my pay rate being dropped?
No, I'm trying to see that your pay rate is 13 and a half and no less than that. If it is less than that, I'm going to follow up and see what happened.
Okay, that's not the issue. The issue is, I just want to know why, I get why it was dropped, but I want you to see that it was dropped, and it was dropped, like, I mean, it wasn't, no communication. And if you're able to see, like, notes on me specifically, I spoke to, I believe the owner about this issue.
Jonas, you said?
Yeah, I believe I spoke to the owner or someone that was higher up.
Oh,
I don't remember
owner.
Speaking to you. Yes, it was.
Oh, the owner is Jonas. Okay. I'm going to ask him if he spoke with him. But you never send like a message or something like that. But actually, I'm telling you now, we used to call the caregivers to discuss it over the phone. So I'll check if there was a call or something.
Okay, it will be recorded, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. It was no call, no nothing. In fact, if you go back to the recorded calls, you would hear me mention this same issue, but it wasn't a big issue because I still was able to work somewhere else. Now the clients, I literally had to take off. I'm going part-time in my other job to work here.
Okay.
So that's why the issue is about the pay right now. And I get it. There's no reason to get back to us about the pay right now or what the pay is. That doesn't matter. We wouldn't want to change. And if we cannot, I didn't already let Ms. Addison know. And she would have to go about what we have to go about. So, I mean, if it's nothing to really for us to talk about any longer, it's nothing for us to talk about. But, I mean, if we want to talk about anything, I just want to know why the pay rate was dropped and is that the legal thing to do? That's I know for sure. It's 100% not. You make an agreement with someone, no matter if they want you to work for them more, they don't tell you what you make now. Oh, we have to give you less because you hear more. And I get it. It's a business, so...
Yeah,
but you got to look at it on my end too. I need to take care of my family and feed everything that I need to. So just as well as you guys do.
I understand. So yeah, now that we had the conversation, just wanted to leave it stated that yes, the period is gonna be 13 and a half. Like, it will continue. Yep.
Okay, but we won't continue. We won't continue. I mean, we'll just. I guess I'll have a conversation where she would just let you guys not or not, and we would just go about it that way.
I understand. That,
but
that,
can you have next time? Can we speak to the actual owner? Because it's kind of frustrating. I'm guessing you're new, and I'm guessing you can't see the notes, and I'm guessing you. I don't know.
Actually, I'm the supervisor from the coordination department.
Okay. I don't you see the notes then? Because it has to be notes or something that you guys take from your employees to kind of, address an issue or something like that, you should be able to see there.
No, I'm
and
able to see
that. The fact that you
that.
Aren't able to see the old pay stubs, I mean, I know you're the supervisor, but if you can't access that, I want to talk to someone that can.
No, sorry, I don't know if I didn't explain, but yes, I'm able to see the pay stub. What is happening right now is that I'm unable because the system is not loading. But yes, I'm unable to see them.
Okay.
Yes.
So yes, I would like to speak to someone that when your systems are up and running, when you are able to give me the questions that I'm asking, not that I have to go ask someone else about something that they have done. So why not speak to them?
I understand.
It's just like the third, like the middleman or the third party. I'd rather speak to the one that can solve everything. I'd rather speak to the one that is going to be able to see everything. Whenever you got a system work.
Yeah. I'm gonna contact him and I will let him know that you would like to speak with him. Since you said that you spoke with him first.
Yes.
Yeah. Basically he will tell you the same, but of course I'm gonna let him know to call you, alright?
No, I know. I know he might tell me the same. It's just that he will be able to actually answer a lot of questions. Not I don't know or I'll have to ask someone. It's just that's kinda frustrating. It's just like what did you call me for?
I got you. Samir. Nice to talk to you. If you need anything else, you can contact me to this number, all right?
Uh-huh.
Well, Samir. If there's anything else, I can help you.